The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, you're listening to my favorite Elliott Smith song. This is the podcast that's all about keeping Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favorite song of his. So hi, good to see you all again. We'll be back with a full season of this podcast at the end of the month. But before we do that, we wanted to share this bonus episode to mark the anniversary of the release of Figure 8, Elliott Smith's fifth studio album and his last before he sadly passed away. In this episode, we share a few clips from our first series with guests talking about their favourite songs from Figure 8, as well as a few of their thoughts on the album more broadly. So you'll hear from Greg Cortez from New Monkey Studio, Max Bloom from the band Yuck, the musician Jade Bird, and finally Jim Fairchild, with a little bit of his granddaddy bandmate Jason Lytle thrown in for good measure. Now, you may have heard a few of these clips before, but we think it's nice to have all of these tributes in one place, and hopefully it gives you an excuse to listen to Figure 8 again. And for those of you who get the whole way through, we'll have a little clip from our first guest in season two of this podcast right at the very end. Let's get going then. First up is Greg Cortez.
After much thinking, my pick is Everything Reminds Me of Her. Felt like a dense song lyrically to me, and then when I went back and actually like read it, I was like, oh wow, there's like a lot to leave to the imagination, and yeah, there's a lot to be debated. And so I think people, when they listen to this song, I think it's an easy one to like just put your life situation and apply it to yourself. With this song, and I think this goes across the board with a lot of Elliott songs, is everything sounds easy and simple, but it's when you break it down, everything's like pretty complex and there's a lot of moving parts, which I think is like it's a really tough trick to do because, you know, I remember I was in music school and they were breaking down Son of Sam. I remember the teacher commenting like, this is basically jazz, but you don't really know, like, you don't really comprehend all the stuff that's going on. It sounds easy, but it's not easy. And what happens in this song for me is that there's so many chromatic lines going on and those little double stop licks, and it's just, I perceive it as beautiful, but I'm not thinking about what's happening. But when I actually go back and break it down, I'm like, wow, that's pretty tricky stuff. I can't listen to him all the time because then I'll be useless for days sometimes, but it's just, it's so emotional. And his music in particular, like as I've gone on in my producing career, like things, music becomes, it can tend to become like less magical, you know, because you're listening technically and breaking it down and like, oh, how do they do that? How do they do that? How do they achieve that sound? And with Elliott's music, I can still go back and listen and just appreciate it for the feeling that it gives me.
Why are you staring into outer space? Crying. Just because you came across it and lost it, everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her.
I
I am Max Bloom. I sing and play guitar in Yuck. My favourite Elliott Smith song is Everything Means Nothing to Me from Figure Eight.
Someone found the future as a statue in a fountain, an attention looking backward in a pool of water, wishes with a blue songbird on his shoulder who keeps singing over everything. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me.
The reason I picked this one is because it is very different to his other songs. It's very classical, and it just blows my mind. But first of all, it's not particularly long. It feels a lot longer than it is, and it's kind of unique, I guess. It's one of the most melodic of his songs. It's a very complex song, and I don't know, it's the position of it on the album as well is really great, and there's just something really utterly devastating about the song. It's really melancholy, and I don't know, production wise as well, it kind of ticks all the boxes for me. Figure Eight is definitely sort of his most kind of pop album, but this song, like, just in comparison to the rest of the record, it's so unpop. And also the production is something that really kind of speaks to me in this song as well. And the drums on this track have a really severe slapback effect. I think it's tape slapback, and it's just very, very satisfying. And I think with this song, I kind of imagine that, I want the outro to go on for maybe 10 minutes longer than it does. The outro kind of, where he's kind of repeating that lyric, everything means nothing to me, I could listen to that on loop for another a good 10 minutes, but it fades out quite quickly, maybe even too quickly, but it kind of leaves you wanting more.
Everything means nothing to me.
I'm Jade Bird, and I've chosen Colour Bars. So I chose Colour Bars. It was interesting because I was on a total, I was batting between Everything Means Nothing to Me, because I just think it's like the bravest song ever written, and Colour Bars because I was introduced to him via Colour Bars. You know, I remember my friend was playing it, and I conned onto the melody and the piano, you know, the way he always follows his vocal melody with the piano, and I was just like, what is this? So I listened to that on repeat for ages. I was actually doing a bit of research, because the thing is with Elliott Smith songs is you love the melody, you fall in love with the actual song itself, and then you dig a little deeper and it's like the whole world opens up. You know, there's so much in the songs to go through. And I was like, it's like this song in particular is like an anti-hero song when you kind of look into it. There's a couple of lyrics I love. You know, there's one about, you know, Bruno S. being his man. And Bruno S. was this German kind of ugly actor, but he was one of Herzog's favorite, and he kind of talks about, you know, the kind of similarities between him and that, and I don't know, I just think, and the imagery of Colour Bars as well, because I remember listening into an interview that he writes in front of the TV a lot, and he kind of casually writes and Colour Bars, you know, could be that kind of, you know, when it comes up in the TV when you have like five different colors and literally Colour Bars. But yeah, I just think it's a beautiful reference.
Wants me to ride into the sun. I ain't gonna go down, man.
My name's Jim Fairchild. My favorite Elliott Smith song is Happiness, and it's not only my favorite Elliott Smith song. I think that if I had to cite a favorite song ever written and or recorded, it would be the same song. For me, the song Happiness pretty much ticks all of the boxes, both in terms of listening to a song for pleasure, but also as a musician, it being fascinating enough melodically, structurally, chordally, it still fascinates me. And then also lyrically, like, I think one of the things that I know that one of the things that's most attractive to me about Elliott's songs when I feel like he nailed it and when he was at his best, which was pretty often, is that the songs are dreams. You know, there's like, there are very definitive moments which ground the story and consequently the listener in reality, but then there are so many details that could split any number of different ways that I think employ subconscious elements.
So I spoke with Jason Lytle this past summer, and he mentioned that you introduced him to Elliott Smith. He told a story where he said that you guys were in the airport, and you were listening to Figure Eight, and you were saying to Jason, you've got to listen to this, and you made him listen to Everything Means Nothing to Me.
Yeah.
Do you remember this story?
Totally, yeah, absolutely. I handwrote this letter to Elliott that basically said, like, I love what you do. We would love to play with you at some point. And then he wound up doing a couple of shows at Bottom of the Hill before Figure Eight came out, and he asked us to be on those. And we couldn't do it because Jason and I had to do this promo tour. And then we finally got an advance. I mean, that was in the days, like, before leaks, or I'm sure there were MP3s on the internet, but we didn't. Most people didn't have them. And we got this advance from the Dutch office of V2, and I was just sitting there with my headphones on, and Jason and I, you know, we were a mess then. We were always in bad shape, you know. And I remember being super probably drunk and hungover at the same time, and in the airport in Amsterdam, and I was listening to that on headphones, and that song came up, and that's another one where they're just like, chord sequence is insane. His piano playing is like, it's full on virtuoso style in that song. And then those drums kick in and I was blown away. And you know, Jason and I were both still are super into recording. So I remember like taking the headphones off as soon as it got done and just going like, you have to hear this. This song is insane.
And now we'll go to Jason for how he remembers the story.
And he was going on and on and on about it. And I was just like, all right, shut up. You know, I'll get my own chance to listen to it. Just them. But at some point he couldn't control himself anymore, and he forced me. He was like, "You gotta listen to this," and he shoved the earplugs in my ears, and it was Everything Means Nothing to Me, and I was just like the first thing that I heard off of that album, like, you know, with listening to it with earphones. It went on, yeah, it probably went on to become my favorite album. As a matter of fact, this is like a total little sidetrack journey here, but I got to be part of this in 2015. There was this I went over to France, and I was a part of this project that did this chamber orchestra. It was called the Color Bars Experience, and it was basically, they got three singers. It was myself, Ken Stringfellow, and Troy Baltazar from this band Chokebor, and we pick our songs that we want to do, and then we're backed by this chamber orchestra, and we did like a small tour throughout France performing Figure Eight, like from the first song to the last song. And that was man, that was pretty amazing.
So thank you then for listening to this special Figure 8 bonus episode of my favorite Elliott Smith song. As I said before, our new series will be back at the end of this month, so keep an eye out on our social media channels for the confirmation of when exactly it will be. To keep things fresh in the new series, we've got a couple of new features lined up for it. These include listener submissions, so thanks to all of you who've sent in voice clips of you telling us what your favourite Elliott Smith song is. And if you want to contribute, we are still taking entries. All you have to do is use your phone's voice recorder app to record it and email it over to info@myfavoriteelliottsmithsong.com. So lastly, to play us out, here's a clip from our main interview in episode 1 of the new series. Our guest is the musician Ken Stringfellow, who, as Jason Lytle mentioned at the end there, toured France with him where they played Figure 8 live with a chamber orchestra. Here's a sneak peek of what you can expect when we launch the series.
It's all jumbled together, the music biz. The music biz is a very small town. Elliott's manager, Margaret, was the woman who signed my band, the Posies, to BMG Publishing. So we spent a lot of time with Margaret, and when she started to manage Elliott, so Elliott was sometimes around. And we did play, we only played one show together, but Elliott did open for us in, of all places, Halifax, Canada, in the 90s. And then fast forward to the, you know, around the turn of the century, you know, Elliott being like quite a fan of Big Star, I'm pretty sure it was he who made this happen, because at one point, you know, when Elliott became like quite well known, you know, he was headlining a stage at a big festival in Seattle called Bumbershoot. Which takes over the Seattle Center and all of its various buildings and outdoor stages and indoor stages. And so he headlined that stage. So I think he had a lot of sway over what happened. So Big Star, with whom I was playing, you know, were on that bill, which was great for Big Star, since, you know, Big Star had such a fractured and terrible history that by grace of this show, we played to more people that day than the original band in its original run in the 70s had played to in total throughout their entire career. So that was quite a thing.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.